Hey guys.
This is a video game based podcast called Get in the Car Gamer.
The opinions and ideas expressed within are solely ours. They should not be taken seriously by anyone.
So lighten up or light up.
And enjoy the show.
Hey, get in the car, gamer.
They shall belong to us.
Round one. Fight.
What's up? What's up? What's good?
What's cracking?
What up? How you guys doing? Welcome to Get in the Car Gamer. I am Josh Longmire. With me, as always,
Kevin Clay.
I hope you guys are doing well. We're coming to you a little earlier than normal, about an hour and a half to 2 hours earlier than normal. And you know why that is because we got to live like a couple of human beings and actually only have to work, you know, half the day. We only fished for half the day. We got enough fish to feed our families, and now we get to relax.
Now we get to go home and sit on our kingdom. Our throne of fish.
Yeah, it's how it should be.
It absolutely. We've had
a slave
a
in your life
day.
Away for the man.
We had an off-site work event.
True.
That we had to function at.
It's just nice when you get to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, got to see some different shit. We got to walk a few blocks downtown today.
You know, for sure.
See some of our beautiful city on this gray London day that we had.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Literally just like 1952 Jack the Ripper fucking day we had.
It is interesting. You spend so much time like on the outskirts of town, you know what I mean, of a city. And then you go into the downtown area, even though it's not like a huge one, but it's still, you know, it's there's like over, you know, buildings over 15 stories tall.
Right.
That sort of thing. They're not, I'm not going to say they're skyscrapers because they're not.
No.
But they're very large buildings. They're tall. You know, taller than your house. So it's already like
it's taller already than like, the building you go to.
Mm-hmm.
And you live in.
So you go downtown and you're like, wow, this is neat. This is actually neat to live with. I would not want to be here every day, but it's nice that I have gotten out of my little world.
To just enjoy a little bit of this.
Yeah, and got down there and checked it out. So I'm glad that we got to have that. We got a great podcast for you guys today. We are going to be talking about Rooster Teeth shutting down. Unfortunate.
Yeah, time comes after Saul.
Yeah, Apple terminates Epic Games developer account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're going to check out the BAFTA Awards nominations for 2024 at the end of the podcast.
That's the artsiest game awards of the year.
Pretty much.
They're like in a prestigious event.
Prestigious.
Yeah. Al Pacino's not doing like a tight five at this one, you know.
That's too bad.
I will never forget, you know, video games were kind of different when I was a kid. You know,
Daddy Pacino's going to tell you a story.
I didn't think Pac-Man would have to have an Oscar-worthy performance one day. But apparently he does.
Hey, that was a choice that they made.
Yes,
they did. To have him host.
They were like, we got him.
They made a decision.
And they were like, what are you going to have him do? I have no
idea. Someone like took a Zanny bar and went to work and was like, you know what? I'm going to throw this out there. I think Al Pacino should host or at least open and do a bit for our game awards.
And someone went.
And they went,
I'm in.
God damn it. You crazy son of a bitch. I'm in. And then that dude forgot he did that. And like the next day was like, we're doing what?
Who's coming?
Who?
Ow. Scarface?
I think there's that great ass drop. Is that in there?
Ow. What do you think of some of the women you've seen here?
Great ass.
Yeah, right there.
No, I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm happy he's enjoying it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If only I could How was the breakfast you had today, Al?
Great.
Wonderful.
And did you see any cool animals out there today? Oh, a donkey.
Cool. Okay.
Interesting.
Neat.
Hacky shit was a job.
I see what you did there with the ass. It's another name for a burro.
Yes, of course.
All right, guys. So, but before we get into that, I just want to talk to you about our Lord and Savior.
Mm.
Phil Spencer.
Oh.
Philly Cheesesteak Spencer.
Philip Cheesesteak Spencer III.
No, you been playing any games?
You know what? I'm still steady. We've been playing more Helldivers.
Yeah.
I've been playing more Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah.
There are 14 playable characters in Final Fantasy VI for your party.
That's a lot, right?
That's how many you can play through for each one?
Yeah, there's you can only put 4 in your party, but you have a stable of 14. That's a lot, right?
Sure.
That's way too fucking many.
So that's 5 playthroughs?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe 9 would be enough characters.
Because you don't get a player that you're playing and these characters.
Well,
in
you
your
can
group,
swap
or...
them out, you know, however you want. But it's how do I even decide who I want in there? They're all so cool, and there's 14 of them. Well, I'm sorry, 13 of them are cool. One of them's a Yeti. Final Fantasy VI.
A Yeti.
One of your playable characters, a Yeti.
A Yeti.
That's baller.
The mystical snow.
Yeah.
Snow.
And
the
abominable
snow
snowman.
The snow squatch.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can't control him, but you give him different items, and he just mollywop shit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's what I mean. How do you choose between all these people? They're so cool. So I don't
that
know.
Is a quandary.
I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. And we've been playing Helldivers, of course, and they nerfed a bunch of shit. That game's tough. I think too many people were beating it on the hardest difficulties.
Oh,
and
really?
They were like, shut mm-mm, that down. Mm-mm. Get rid of that. Mm-mm. Yeah, I think the only problem with Helldivers is there's 4 different enemies that are very specifically hard to beat because you got to shoot them a certain way, or you gotta get around them, or they're coming at you, mm-hmm. and just you go
you need
up the
a strat
difficulty,
for certain and, certain guys, right?
Absolutely, and we're at the point where 1 or 2 of them spawn, and we're like, gee, what a fight we have on our hands. And the hell dive is 10 of them just popped up, so I don't know if we're ever gonna get there. That sounds tough. That doesn't even sound fun. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's a lot.
The amount of time.
Yeah, and they and people, yeah. Everyone was using the railgun.
It's gonna take a long time to do that.
Railguns are really cool.
Is that the meta, OP meta?
That
right
was
now?
The meta. The meta was shield generator railgun, and they got rid of most of it. I guess they buffed the flamethrower though. So get your flamethrower up.
All right, cool. I'm about to get on my Gotham Knights.
Okay. All right. And so. you said you're thinking about playing Robin. Just going.
Yeah.
Go.
You know. I mean.
Steady, more regular.
Jason Todd's got guns. I'm not really trying to do that. Okay. Nightwing's got his sticks. I ain't playing
his
no
sticks.
Girl. So
no. So Batgirl is out.
So that is off the table.
And, she's just got gadgets, right?
She's just like Robin. She's okay. A chick Robin. She's cool. And I will probably, if I like the game, I'll play each character. Mm. Or at least I'll play or try each character or give it a shot.
Right. See which one you land on, you love.
Well, yeah, just see what I was missing. But yeah, I'm going to do Robin. I think it's Damian, I believe, is okay. The Robin they got going in this one. So
I'll be interested to see how that story is.
You know, a lot of people don't like Damian.
Yeah.
Damian Wayne.
Why not?
Gould. I think he's Gould.
Why don't they like him? Oh, because he's Ra's al Ghul's daughter's kid.
Yeah.
With Batman.
Ra's al Ghul's grandson.
Yeah, because she, she just had to give up some
she stole some
Punan.
Wayne semen and
yeah
I don't even it's
they
funny.
Didn't even fuck.
I think in different stories it's different things, but yeah, they definitely have, and I think they did conceive him Bruce was unaware.
He went excuse me,
yeah, here, who, what,
he went, hey, listen, kid, nothing personal, but you're getting a paternity test.
There's
I
a whole
not...
there's a whole anime about animated film about it. Yeah,
okay,
that's kind of fun.
Which one is that one?
Man, I was hoping you would not ask me that question because I can see
it's
the
one
cover.
Of the good ones.
I can see. Well, the good thing about
it's not the long Halloween.
The DC, no, it's not. The DC animated films. Sorry,
you turned your inflection from American to Chinese for that word. You were like animated.
They're really good. The DC, that's the whole thing is why can't they do that on film? But somehow it's not translating.
Only if they get somebody to make it 7.
Yeah.
That's the only way it works, apparently.
All right. Enough about me. Let's get into these Artek kills. We got, the first article
a
is
dynasty
by
falling.
Variety article by the words of Todd Spangler. Rooster Teeth is shutting down after 21 years.
Damn.
Warner Bros. Discovery is in talks to sell shows like RWBY. Ruby.
Yeah.
Red vs. Blue. And Red vs. Blue used to be a YouTube channel, right? And then they bought it?
Yeah, yeah. It was a Machinima affiliate. Remember when Machinima owned every gaming video on YouTube forever?
No,
it was there were 3 big conglomerates.
Oh, okay.
Like Dunkey talks about being purchased by one for a while, and how it was like
not cool. Like, they were like, "You're gonna talk about this, and you're gonna advertise this.
It was you're gonna do whatever you want, and if it goes well, I'm gonna get fucking paid. Me, not you.
Oh no,
me." Like, it was just like,
that doesn't sound like a good business move.
Well, but that was YouTube was the Wild West back then. They didn't. No one knew what they had. Remember, that was like, oh, what funny clip from a 90s movie. This is such a neat website. Like, no, dude, people are going to make this their whole job. It's nuts.
Jesus.
But yes, yes, all right, you're correct.
So, and then also, dude, I literally read Glenn Beck. And I was like, they're selling Glenn Beck.
Get out of here, Glenn.
Jen Locke.
Yeah.
And Will Shop, the Roost Podcast Network. So they have a network of podcasts that they have, and they're going to sell that whole thing. My God.
Damn, dude, that's a stable. Keep going. I'm going to look up what they got.
Rooster Teeth is biting the dust after more than two decades. Parent company Warner Brothers Discovery, after unsuccessful attempts to sell the unprofitable fandom, gaming and comedy entertainment division is shutting down Rooster Teeth's operations. Rooster Teeth general manager Jordan Levin announced the shutdown of Austin-based Rooster Teeth at an all-hands meeting Wednesday, and in a memo distributed to the staff. Did you get that memo? The closure of Rooster Teeth will result in layoffs and approximately 150 full-time employees, and will throw dozens of contractors and content creators out of work as well. Quote, it's with a heavy heart. I announce a heavy heart and a heavy bag that I announce that Rooster Teeth is shutting down due to challenges facing digital media resulting from fundamental shifts in consumer behavior and monetization across platforms, advertising, and patronage, end quote, Levin wrote in the memo obtained by Variety. Our legacy is not just a collection of content, but a history of pixels burned into our screens, minds, and hearts.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa. Warner Brothers Discovery is currently in talks to sell the rights to certain Rooster Teeth catalog content and intellectual property, such as popular anime series Ruby, pictured above. I didn't get the picture because we don't have the space.
Yeah,
this is stupid.
It's, you know what Rooster Teeth looks like.
Oh, did you get the, I got the logo. We could put that up there real quick.
Hold on.
It's, I think it's just under Rooster Teeth. No? What did I do?
Hold on. Let me see something real quick.
Hold on. No, it's not there. Oh, did I never add it again?
Dude,
that's such a me.
Dude, is that the That's So Raven spinoff I've been waiting
for?
Yeah,
That's So Josh.
That's So Josh.
My gosh. My gosh, but gosh, Josh. All right, Rooster Teeth celebrated the 20th birthday last year with the launch of a new logos, a new tagline, quote, just playing. So, just playing was the new tagline. The company had cultivated an ardent fan base and became an internet video destination years before the advent of YouTube. Its first viral video came from 2003 debut of Red vs. Blue. That's where I remember that. And an animated comedy series that popularized Machinima, as Kevin mentioned earlier. The company's name was derived from dialogue in the original trailer of Red vs. Blue, in which the voiceover narrator is dissed by the subtitler as a cockbite. That's so funny.
Rooster Teeth cockbite? Damn, that is funny. That's good.
Rooster Teeth was founded in 2003 by Bernie Burns. What a name. Matt Holman and Goff. Jeff Ramsey. I'm just going to call you Jeff. Is it Goff or
it's Jeff.
Jeff?
No, I know. These people with O's in there, Jeff. What are you doing?
There's a kid in junior high that I knew in middle school whose name was Jeff. And it was G-E-O-F-F.
Yeah.
But I always called him Goff because I was irritated that his name was spelled that way.
Just go, hey, pal.
Bella.
We got a way we spell Jeff, actually.
Yeah, over here.
Already.
Jason Saldana, Gus Sorlana, or Sorola, and Joel Heyman. Joel Heyman. after multiple ownership changes, it became part of Warner Brothers Discovery 2 years ago. And in 2019, then owner Warner Media tapped Levin, former CEO of WB, as a general manager of Rooster Teeth as part of a reorg in which Holum, have I been saying his name wrong this whole time?
No, you got him. Matt Holum.
I was saying Holman. Hold on. Previously, Rooster Teeth CEO Burns and Ramsey took on a new creative roles at the company. Burns exited Rooster Teeth in 2020. Jesus Christ, this is a lot of words. A lot of words on this article about this thing.
Listen, it goes on to talk about more and more. Like, it's been acquired 2 more times before this,
mm-hmm.
you know, from being a small studio. Mm-hmm. It was bought by Fullscreen, bought by Otter Media, which was just AT&T, not like spending different money.
Mm.
And then Warner Media, AT&T bought Warner.
Around.
It's been a part of a bigger bag that's being passed around. Right. It's like a goodie at the bottom.
Yeah.
The Roost Podcast Network, however, that's a bag that they'd like to get off. That's one they'd like to sell.
And is that the only part of it that's doing well?
Guess what I saw first thing up top on the Roost Podcast Network, H3 Podcast.
Oh, so really?
They're doing fine.
Okay.
They're making all sorts of money. I do find it very interesting that Warner acquires them, right? They acquire Rooster Teeth. They say, this is a good deal, and this is something I want specifically. They go and buy it. Immediately, they go, all you guys running it, you're clearly just the creatives who started this business. Go back to being creative. We'll handle the business.
The business.
The biz from here.
Right, okay.
And then immediately one of the guys was like, well, fuck this. I'm out. From 19 to 20, a guy who started it was like, see.
Nah, I'm good.
As we see, also they use the dreaded reorg. They reorged. You know, they're talking about reorganization. That just means they're firing a fuck ton of people and making a fuck ton of people do more work.
Mm-hmm.
Or different work, you know, which could be different. I think it is interesting that we looked up this Genlock show before the show. Max already has it, so they're not even worried about, you know, making that bag again. They've already have it for syndication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm imagining Ruby will be the same way. There are people who like Ruby. I was not even aware it had grown to the likeness of being spoken about as a television show.
Hmm.
You know, I always considered it kind of a web presence, like a web series, you know.
I never even heard of it.
And yeah, because it's that cel-shaded anime too.
That seems to be like what everything seems to be. It's like a Scanner Darkly almost, like this mix of like real and
we need to go back
animated.
Don't go forward. Go back. Do Photoscope.
Yeah, dude, hand draw that shit. Let's
so
go.
So tight. So
I
want to cool.
see a staff of. Like Afro Samurai, they had like a staff of like 300 animators working on
going
this fucking
so hard,
hand drawing this fucking beautiful anime, and you know,
and keeping the style too.
Yeah,
300.
I think anime should have a certain style like
and
that.
Stays,
you know, or just call it a genre of anime, like a classic anime or like a
right.
something like that. But instead I don't know. I'm not a big enough weeb to like know what they classify stuff. You know.
Oh yes. I tell you many things from my kimono about my favorite hentai.
All right,
that's not racist because it's me. I was acting like it was gonna be me. I'm a Japanese. I'm a weeb.
Not yeah, really, I was gonna say. All right, Rick, just fucking
yeah, let it go.
Give me my burrito that you microwave for me. I don't care.
Right away, sir.
Okay, all right.
Do you want more guacamole? All right, now new game. Say Mexican food in a different accent sounds like a lot of fun.
Guacamole.
Yeah, a lot of fun, right? Let me
chimichanga.
Let me think of like da Russian. Chimichurri.
Right.
Yeah, no, this
okay,
is a lot of fun.
Okay.
All right. Play that one at home with your folks.
Salsa. I can't even do a Russian one. It sounded Japanese. I was trying to do Russian.
That's okay.
You know, it's just you sometimes
it's also
sometimes
tough.
You just slide into the wrong accent.
I know. I told you ever since I've perfected my Australian, I find it very hard to go to English out of from nothing. I'll try to go English and it's just Australian.
I'm sure I've told you about when I was helping a friend of a friend, a friend's friend's parent move some or do some work around their house, and the guy's German. Immigrant.
Okay.
And he's just like, how are you doing? Good? You're having a good time? And I was talking to him and I was like, yeah, you know, and I slid into it and I was like,
yeah.
And I tried and I was like,
sorry.
And I like went back to it. And then he like actually asked my friend later. He was like, well, did he like make fun of me?
What, for was he clowning me?
You know,
what was that?
I was just like,
No, actually, I loved it. The problem is that was me loving it and just trying it on. You know, my bad.
Yeah, it was. I was just like, duh. I didn't do da, but I was like, yeah.
I was this. You forgot how cringe, to say yeah.
The most cringy shit I've like done in a long time.
It's all right.
Sometimes you gotta cringe it up. All right, Kevin, want you to take on this next one.
You can't. Goodbye, Rooster Teeth. I'm sorry you're being sold for parts.
Yeah, I know. Stripped down and sold off.
Like I said, they'll make their bag on that podcast network and feel fine.
Yeah.
They'll be good. Like to see who buys that. Apple. We've got some TechCrunch news from Apple here. Do you guys remember? We've only been talking about it for years. The Apple and Epic Games beef. Well, it's back. Apple.
It's been a work.
In progress.
In progress.
Apple spit back today. They fired back out of nowhere. It's even being investigated by the UK government, but we're going to talk about it here. We got an article from TechCrunch by Sarah Perez. The Apple Epic saga has taken a turn today as the Fortnite game developer Epic Games shared that Apple has terminated its developer account. This is a reversal from the earlier approval of Epic's account last month, which Epic said would allow it to bring back Fortnite to iOS devices in the EU by way of the region's new law, the Digital Markets Act, or DMA. Do you have a license to be selling that Fortnite on that phone, sir?
Let me see your license.
Let me see your Fortnite selling license. But Epic now says Apple's lawyers have sent it a letter saying it's terminating its Epic Games Sweden AB account. Okay. A move Epic calls a serious violation of the DMA and an indication that Apple has no intention of allowing true competition on iOS devices. Quote, in terminating Epic's developer account, Apple is taking out one of the largest potential competitors to the Apple App Store. They are undermining our ability to be a viable competitor, and they are showing other developers what happens when you try to compete with Apple or are critical of their unfair practices. Writes Epic on his company blog, where it also has published copies of its correspondence with Apple. The game developer alleges that one of the reasons Apple provided to support its decision was Epic's criticism of Apple's proposed DMA rules, including this post on formerly Twitter, which I will bring up right now, by Epic's Games CEO Tim Sweeney. Of course, Epic has been a thorn in Apple's side, having taken it to court over antitrust concerns for years, like we said, and lobbying for regulations in multiple markets to crack down on Apple's power and influence over the app economy. As a result, Apple would rather be done with Epic, it seems. They're breaking up. It's not you, it's me. I'm going to share with you Tim Sweeney. Once again, this is a CEO of a company that makes dumb money. Mm-hmm. Just getting hard at home and being like, time to get hard on Twitter. Apple leadership, Tim Sweeney says, faces some massive decisions in the coming weeks as the contradictions between their stated principles and the intended and actual consequences of the present policies are reckoned with. The App Store monopoly, the digital goods payments monopoly, the tax, the suppression of true information about competing purchasing options, the blocking of competing web browser engines and outright destruction of web apps. Do you hear the fucking Star Spangled Banner going behind me right now? I can fucking
shit. I lost you where you. I don't even know where you're at in this article.
Let's see.
Holy shit.
Let me see if where? I can. All right. I'm one, two. I'm at the very end of third paragraph, and I clicked the tweet.
Oh boy.
He says it doesn't have to be this way. Apple is a few bold and visionary decisions away from being the company they once were, and they still advertise themselves to be beloved brand to consumers, partner to developers, and overlord to none. Shocking. They go on to beef a little bit more and a little bit more. What do you think of this? What do you think of the government telling you to play nice with Epic and then you just being like, nah, fucking turn them off?
I don't know that's what I was trying to figure out what, who won the litigation?
Epic did. In a way, Epic almost made a new law happen. Mm-hmm. This DMA Act where, in fact, I'd love to see what the DMA Act is all about. The DMA Act.
So Apple, like, do they have to let them they don't have to let them be on their app store?
They have to let Fortnite be on the app store. Yes. And they have to let Epic.
The weirdest thing is that they make a bag from Epic having their app on their platform, right?
Well, that was what the whole thing was about. It's been so long. But basically, 1,000 V-Bucks on Fortnite is $10. But on Apple, it was $12 because Apple needs their cut. And because it's a one-to-one exchange of real money to fake money, that's not fair.
This is weird, because why wouldn't you just be like, okay, it's $10. You want it to be $10. Well, so I guess that's the same as just saying, like, you're going to give us $2 of
for every
$10,
$10 you
make.
Yeah,
right. Right. Isn't that normal practice?
You would think so, but, like, basically Epic was like, oh, that's not fair, bros.
Because Fortnite's free, right?
Right. Wink.
exactly. If there's
in-game
purchases.
And so Epic was telling people, don't buy it on your iPhone through the App Store. Mm-hmm. Just go on Epic.com and get your money and then go back on it and you can spend it.
And then Apple's like, that's not cool.
Apple not only said that's not cool, Apple went, get the fuck out of here. And they just turned
Epic
Fortnite
wins.
Updates out.
It's
off.
Weird. Oh.
And then they went to war. Then they went to court.
It's been so long since this all happened that it's like...
It was like 3 years ago.
We should have almost read an article from
back then. A
recap? Yeah, but it's all right. We don't need to.
The Apple recap. So I guess what this is precedent for, we don't need to continue, because once again, they're just going through everything. But I guess what this is precedent for is that Apple is just like swinging dick. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get in more trouble, if they're okay just getting in trouble with the UK. Remember, they just had to eat all that shit and put USB-C ports and everything in all their phones because of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They're different over there with their tech. Like, they actually, they're the only people that were fighting the Activision Blizzard thing for a while.
I know.
They fucking must care about morals and ethics in tech or something. I'll tell you who doesn't. California.
California.
Uber Alice.
Loves the tech.
We want to make that bag.
All right. Well, I don't know. So they're going to look into this.
Yes.
But for now, Epic's not on
Epic's Fortnite's back off the phone.
Okay.
Not coming back.
Okay.
And then the European Union's going to get right back to investigating Apple.
I know it's not apples to apples, but like somebody can deny somebody business at their own, like if you own
at their establishment.
You know, if their establishment, they can be like, no, I don't have to serve you.
Right.
You
For
know
any
what I
reason.
Mean? For whatever reason I want. So like it's not apples to apples, like I said, but it's kind of the same.
It's similar because it's like...
Like, why can't Apple decide what is and isn't on its platform?
They should be able... I should absolutely be able to.
Yeah.
I think the only reason Apple even fucking got freaked out at all is that the moment they were like, you can actually circumvent spending money on your phone, and just Apple was like, what are you fucking for real, dude?
Huh?
Why would you do that?
Why don't you go over to Samsung?
Yeah.
Why don't you get the fuck out?
Why don't you hop off? Hmm? I think those are good for gaming. I heard.
Yeah.
Fucking.
All right.
And now, you know what's so funny is now we've gone all the way back around and they're putting a fucking chip in their iPhone so you can play Resident Evil 8. You know what I mean? Where are we going? What are we?
Follow the money. Sniff it out.
I'm a money hound.
Find that bag.
I'm sniffing it. Hey, by the way, it is with a heavy bag. I announce is maybe one of the best shit I've ever heard in my life. That with a heavy heart, but with a heavy bag.
Yeah.
It's with a heavy bag. I have to announce that I'm laying all of you off. That was really good. And I just wanted to bring more attention to that.
That's I appreciate you.
Good bit.
All right. So
onto the good news.
Last but certainly not least, BAFTA Game Awards 2024 nominations announced as of today.
As of hours ago.
This is a IGN article, Wesley Yin Poole. But we're just gonna skip his words.
Yes,
and we're gonna
this isn't about his words.
Yeah, no, we're gonna
this
talk
about noms.
The noms, the tasty noms. Nom.
Let's see who's deserving of praise this year. Go ahead, let's go down the list and you just pick one you like and we'll talk about it.
All right. Well, so we got animation is one of the categories. Artistic achievement, audio achievement, best game. This is a meaty one. We got Alan Wake 2, development team Remedy Entertainment PLC.
I don't know what that stands for. PLC.
Epic Games. We got Baldur's Gate 3. We have Dave the Diver. I'm a fan of Dave.
Hey, this pod stands behind Dave.
The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Superman Brothers, Wonder.
Okay.
You know, that's interesting. I haven't heard much about Wonder.
Yeah, I just heard that it's such a, like, Mario, you know? Like, it's more good stuff.
It's like a Super Nintendo, Super Mario World.
Yeah, side-scrolling, you know, fun shit.
Similar animation, but, like, more polished, you know?
I don't see anybody but Baldur's Gate 3 or Alan Wake walking away with this one. The best game.
I bet Baldur's Gate 3 does a lot of damage in these awards.
Absolutely.
These categories. British game. This is interesting.
I would like to stop at this one. We have Cassette Beasts by Bitten Studio Raw Fury. We've got Dead Island 2 from Dam Busters and Play On.
There's a British boxer, Tyson Fury.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. It has nothing to do with Raw Fury except for the name.
What if it was
Ear
Bitten Studio and Raw Tyson Fury?
Ooh.
Then it would be all boxing and MMA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Disney Illusion Island from Diala Studios.
Never even
and Disney.
Heard of it. Disney Illusion. It's like weird that it'd come out of a. I guess a British studio made it. Huh?
Yeah, I bet it's. But like, it's welcome to the magical
It's like a
world.
Clearly American,
right?
Content.
Football Manager 2024.
Now that's a British game.
It's the game where you're Ted Lasso.
I bet you that one wins.
Dude.
Or Warhammer Age of Sigmar.
Yeah, Warhammer Age of Sigmar, Realms of Ruin.
Yeah.
And Viewfinder, which actually sounds like a tits game. I would absolutely play a game called Viewfinder. Another good one, Debut.
Cocoon Development Team. So this is... Are they going to say the name of the... No, they're... Okay, so Cocoon
by Geometric Interactive.
Cocoon is the name of it. It's Dave the Diver, Dredge, Stray Gods, the role-playing musical.
All right, well,
that
I'll be looking that
seems
up.
Very nice. Venba and Viewfinder.
Okay.
So Viewfinder on two of them. Two of them so far.
What the fuck is this? What is this musical game? What is this?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
It's a story-rich, interactive. It's a visual novel, but they're just not telling me if it's like, can I play the music part? You know what I mean? That's what I kind of wanted to know. Just a little point-and-click adventure game where you fucking figure some shit. You walk around, you figure some shit out. It's got a cool art style. Kind of like a comics, 3D comics.
Oh, yeah, neat.
Sort of deal. And it looks like when she sings, she's a superhero. Yeah.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Evolving game is a category. Family is a category. Boring. Game beyond entertainment. Game design, I guess, could be a quick Cocoon, Dave Diver, Dredge. This is like all the same games over and over.
The same stuff from Best Game. Basically,
yeah.
Marvel Spider-Man 2, Viewfinder. Let's see. Yeah, that's it. They make it seem like 20 games came out last year.
Yeah, right? I'm starting to see this.
All right, here. Performer in a leading role. Amelia Tyler as the narrator in Baldur's Gate 3. That's kind of cool. Just the narrator.
Mm.
Cameron Monaghan as Cal Kestis in Jedi Survivor. Nati Jeter as Miles Morales in Spider-Man 2. Two more people from Baldur's Gate, that's Neil Newbon and Samantha Bear as Asterion and Karlach. And then Yuri Lowenthal, of course, as Pete Park himself in Spider-Man 2.
My prediction on that one is going to be Cameron Monaghan.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
He nailed the first. I mean, I haven't even played the second one, but I mean, in the first one, I believed it.
Yeah.
Entirely.
God damn it.
Damn, Baldur's Gate 3, just like, when do they stop? I guess here's the question. When does Baldur's Gate 3 stop making money? When does it stop winning awards?
No,
you know what I mean? Like
it's the game of the year last year or, you know, in 2023.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
I think it will absolutely, clean up. I do wonder though, if Player's Choice, the publicly voted, I do wonder if Lethal Company can eke out over our big dogs. Cause you know, Not every day a game like Lethal Company comes out.
Oh, Edger Edgington's player's choice?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's, you know, he games.
Mm-hmm. He games the edge.
He goes all the way to the edge, but he doesn't pulls finish.
Back. Mm-mm.
He's that type of journalist, of game journalist. Mm.
Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk 2077 is, I think, first mentioned in this list.
Yes.
Fortnite, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Lethal Company, and Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Love to see Lethal Company win that. I just think, they won't.
I'm guessing Baldur's Gate will get one. I'm two, three. I'm going to say four.
Okay. You think Baldur's Gate walks away from this with four?
Four awards.
I bet Tears of the Kingdom gets two, and I bet Dave gets one.
I think one would be a good win for Dave. I think Dave doesn't get enough love. I mean, he might get enough love from like the people that play it and the fans and stuff that play it.
There are people who don't even know about Dave.
Yeah.
And they need to know.
And it's shown up in a lot of awards over the last year. You know, since it's come out, and it's just, it really hasn't won too often, but.
And I know just being on the list is, you know, an award enough.
Yeah. I mean, it is on a list with, you know, big games and, you know, it's punching up a weight class.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay. I'm going to end this pod a little differently than normal because I've been shown an ad that disgusted me.
Oh no.
Look at it.
All right.
Just look at it. Let me see. And don't tell them yet. Just look at it. You see it?
What did?
Yeah. You can see.
Is that
see
what
it.
I think that is?
All right. Thank you guys so much. Hey, thank you guys so much for coming to our podcast about video games. Number one, we love doing it. We have a really fun time doing the show for you. And,
I agree.
We really appreciate you guys showing any love. So thank you. And thank you for being here. We're an audio-based podcast available everywhere podcasts are consumed. But the home base is at soundcloud.com/getinthecargamer and on Spotify. So do check us out there.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a live Twitch stream, twitch.tv/getinthecargamer, where you can view us do the podcast live and interact with us should you so choose. You should. We do a Monday and Thursday, so you should really check it out. And before we go, a chicken restaurant of which I will not name. Maybe a chicken restaurant you might know. Did you ever have this chicken restaurant's chicken sandwich that was a piece of cheese and bacon in between two pieces of chicken?
Was this the Colonel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
Did
the
you
Colonel.
Have that? Did you have
I think I had it one time.
It was dog shit.
And I
wasn't
was like,
and you
this,
went,
is, this is pretty disgusting.
You went, wouldn't it be cool if I had a piece of bread and I could make two sandwiches out of this.
Two sandwiches.
Very good sandwiches
out
of this.
Yeah, yeah.
So this the same.
Actually, I remember their chicken sandwiches being pretty OP.
Yeah.
Like
the sliders. The little snack guys.
I'm like weird. I'm not
they had sauces.
I swear I have like weird little tisms that like I find something I like and I don't leave it.
You're like, I like this.
This is it.
Stay with me.
That's every time it's the same. I like that.
Hey, consistency's good.
Yeah, it's important to me.
So this same restaurant in the hubris, they've already flown too close to the sun.
Spitting in the eyes of God.
Absolutely. Like, honest to God, like they're just flying with wax wings across the sky.
Icarus.
And they've decided to put pizza sauce, a smattering of shredded mozzarella, and three pieces of pepperoni on a piece of chicken and call it a pizza chicken pizza.
A chizza? I'm a chizza on your face. I'm a chizza in your mouth.
Oh, you're getting your chizza everywhere.
You're like the chizza.
Oh man.
They're putting fucking pizza on a chicken.
They're putting pizza on a piece of chicken. You know it doesn't belong there.
And you know what's fucked up is that I'm curious about it. Like now I'm like I want to taste it.
I'm gonna go in there.
I'm gonna be so
with
angry
a thing
good.
That says press, a press pass, and a camera, and I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm here for the tasting of the chitza.
Yeah.
And if they're like, yeah, it'll be $8, I'm gonna be like,
no,
I'm press.
Yeah, press. You see the pass?
This is for the.
I
just wrote press on my.
I
white
would
t-shirt.
Like you to chizza in my mouth. I'd like to put a piece of chizza in my mouth. Can I?
I want
to
swallow the chitza.
Chizza.
I want your chitza.
Is it chi C H I Z Z A?
C H I C Z A, yeah.
Chizza.
Chizza.
I'm gonna chizza.
I'm going to cheese on you.
All right, that's too much. We just did. We went three layers deep. Thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time, this podcast is over, and you need to get out of the car.
Love you guys. Bye.
Finish him!